KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says concerns about land expropriation didn't come up during bilateral talks with US trade representatives yesterday.
Focus yesterday was on trade and how we can keep trade going. I've no doubt the matter will come up in the course of the period.
He's in the US as part of President Cyril Ramaphosa's delegation ahead of his meeting with President Donald Trump later. The two countries have been locked in a diplomatic row over the Expropriation Act, which Trump claims will lead to the takeover of white-owned farms. His administration recently welcomed a group of Afrikaners seeking refugee status there. While Steenhuisen has refuted claims of a genocide against white people, he says there's a safety crisis in rural areas in South Africa. He was speaking to media in Washington yesterday.
Farmers and farm workers do feel unsafe and insecure in many parts of rural areas, but it's no different to challenges faced in rural areas around other parts of the world. And what we need to do is to make sure that we focus policing resources there and that we have a far better synergy between local security initiatives by farmers and farming organizations and formal SAPS interventions in those rural areas.
And back home, KZN Human Settlements says its teams are monitoring disaster-prone areas in the wake of recent weather alerts. A level 2 warning was issued for areas along the coast today. Forecasters have urged people between Port Edward and Cozy Bay to be cautious of damaging winds and waves. Conditions are likely to disrupt activities along the beach as well as at ports and harbours. Durban's experiencing a fresh west-southwesterly breeze of 15 k's per hour with gusts of more than 60 kilometres an hour. The department's Ndabezi Ntlesibiya says they're also anticipating a dip in temperatures.
We are going to be, going to various parts of the province to ensure that we do not experience any disasters during these cold few days. We have been informed that in the Midlands we are likely to have a snowfall.
And the first leg of the Copyright Amendment Bill and Performers Protection Amendment Bill will be heard at the Constitutional Court today. It follows President Ramaphosa's decision to refer both bills to the Apex Court, raising concerns that some provisions may be unconstitutional. The legislation is aimed at improving access to educational materials for visually impaired learners. Several civil society groups are expected to picket outside the Concord in support of the bills. Groups, including Section 27 and Blind SA, filed an urgent application calling for the legislation to be signed into law. Here's Section 27 researcher Fatima Laha.
As Section 27, we welcome the opportunity to participate in this matter and to highlight those provisions of the CAP that will allow equal access to educational materials and advance the right to freedom of expression and the right to participate in the cultural life of one's choice. Our submissions aim to support a legal framework that both protects intellectual property and promotes access to knowledge in line with constitutional values.
The top story, Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says concerns about land expropriation didn't come up during bilateral talks with the US trade representative yesterday. He's in the US as part of President Cyril Ramaphosa's delegation ahead of his meeting with President Donald Trump later. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.